Item number two is from the Office of the Comptroller, requesting approval of initial authorizing resolution and final bond resolution for the issuance of a not-to-exceed amount of $60 million for general airport revenue bonds to finance various airport project improvements included in the 2011 through 2013 capital improvement budget.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, the proposal for the delegation for the issuance of the not-to-exceed amount of $60 million consists of projects from 2011 through 2013. The last time the county issued airport bonds, it was in 2010. These will be revenue bonds. The total amount for the project is $67 million, and that's being reduced by about $13.3 million because of an approved project in 2010. The airport has another option for building a snow equipment storage building, so we're able to reallocate those bonds to the projects from 2011-2013. The estimated debt service on it is about $85.8 million for the not-to-exceed amount, $60 million. We have parameters that we're asking for, similar to the other financing, maximum coupon rate of 6%, the maximum interest rate of 5.5, 10-year call, and 99% on the par amount of the bonds. This one, as well, will be a delegation again.
And we need a public hearing for this?
You would need a public hearing for actually the corporate purpose as well as this one and the refunding that will come up as the next item.
Tell them we have one.
We have a meeting scheduled. The agenda is out there for February 7th, board day at 9 a.m.
Okay. Any questions of Ms. Bryan? Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, Ms. Bryan. Looking at the report on this, thank you for the detailed report. I noticed that the maximum true interest cost is at 5.5%. On an upcoming item, we have, this is on, I believe also on, I believe it's also on airport bonds. This is, I'm looking back at the capital improvement bonds. They have a slightly lower rate. I notice there's some slight differences in some of the parameters. There's half a percentage point in most cases. But I'm curious, are they coming from different bonding agencies, or am I looking too closely at that without sufficient information?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, the difference in the parameters are primarily, for example, the corporate purpose issue, it's a competitive bid, tax-exempt issue, general obligation, and those typically have lower rates than the revenue bond issues because of the different source. You're pledging your tax levy for the corporate purpose, and the revenue bonds is going to be the revenue coming from the signatory airlines that are paying for it, or if it's PFCs, it'll be the PFC, the ticket charge. So it's because of the different source. One's more stable than the other, so that's why you're looking at different parameters. The refunding is because it's a much smaller issue, so you're thinking it's going to be, and it's also a shorter term. So because of the shorter term, you're in the shorter part of the interest rate scale.
Okay, that sounds very reasonable. Sure. And makes sense. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any other questions on this? Can we get a motion?
Sure.
No. Move approval.
A motion for approval. Would you take the roll?
On approval, Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Mr. Schmidt?
Aye.
Jersey?
Aye.
Wickstrom?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Aye.
No.
Aye.
And Mr. Chair?
Aye. Did you get Supervisor Roma West?
No.
He's here.
Supervisor Roma West on approval?
Aye.
You? Motion approved on a vote of 9-0.
Thank you.